Papa said if someone has some solid waste in the place where it comes out of the body, he may not say Kriya Shema. If he's discussing where it's visible, so it's obvious that he can't say Shema. If it's not visible outside the body, then it's for sure mutter to say Shema. So what's the case? The Gemara says the case is where it's visible when he sits, but it's not visible when he stands. We find that if someone has covered a solid waste on a person's body anywhere else, that does not make it usher to say Shema. Mar said, the case of our papa is worse, and therefore all would agree, because the solid waste in its place of where it exits the body smells stronger, and therefore treated more chumradik. Bryce says, a halacha that applies to meals. If during a meal someone goes out to urinate, he has to wash one hand, the hand that he used to wipe the urine off of himself, before he continues to eat. If he goes out and gets caught up in a conversation, he has to wash both of his hands before continuing to eat, because he surely was Mesiach Das from his hands. When he washes his hands, he has to do so in the room of the meal so that everyone should know that he washed his hands. Chissa said he has to wash his hands in front of other people if he intends to eat. However, if he intends to drink. However, if he's going to be eating, then he can even wash his hands outside, because no one will even think that he didn't wash his hands before touching food that he's then going to eat. Nachum Yitzchak said, I can even wash my hands outside the room even if I'm just going to drink, because people know that I'm an istinus, and therefore I wouldn't even drink without first washing my hands. Zok the Mishnah, a person may not enter the Azar to do the Avodah without first going to the mikveh, even if he's already tar. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikveh 5 times and has to do a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from the Kiyar 10 times. All these tefillas are done in the mikveh located on the roof of the Beis HaParva, except for this first one mentioned in the previous Mishnah, done immediately in the morning. That was done not in the Beis HaParva, but rather outside. They would spread a linen sheet between the Kohen Gadol and the people for privacy, and then he would go to the mikveh with that level of privacy. Zakht Gemar ben Zayma said the reason one entering the Azara to do the Avodah has to first go to the mikveh is based on a Gzeirah Shava from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. If the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikveh when he's going from one Kaddish place to another, meaning when he's going from the Azara to the Heichal and the Kaddish HaKadoshim, and from one place that which carries a Koras penalty for entering when Tomei to another place which carries the same penalty, then surely when the Kohen is entering the Azara, which is a Kaddish place, which carries a Koras penalty for entering when Tomei, and he's coming in from outside, which is not a Kaddish place, and there's no Chi of Karas over there when Tomei, so even during any other day, the Kohen also has to go to the mikveh when doing that. Rabbi Yehuda said that tefillah is only in Derabbanon, it's not Gzeirah Shavah, it's only in Derabbanon, to remind the Kohen to think whether he was Tomei, and therefore maybe he shouldn't enter the Azar. What's the point of Machlekes between these two Shitas? Marek says, whether an Avodah done by a Kohen who did not first go to the mikveh is possible. According to Ben Zayman, the tefillah is deraisa, and therefore will possibly the Avodah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Derabbanon, and therefore wouldn't possibly the Avodah. In fact, Marek Brisa says that the failure of a Kohen to go to the mikveh does not make the Avodah possible, although the failure to wash his hands and feet from the kiyar would. So you see that it doesn't. The Marek says, Machlekes would be, according to Ben Zayman, there is an assay to go to the mikveh, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no assay, but in Echanam, even according to Ben Zayman, would not make it about the Avodah possible if he didn't go. Fakim Rabbi Bryce says that a Matsari has to go to the mikveh before entering, even though it's only a Biyah B'Mikzvah, before his entering of the Azara on the morning of his Tahara process. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to be Toil because he already did so the night before. We see that Rabbi Yehuda does not require someone to be Toil before entering the Azara. Rabbi says the Matsari doesn't have to go to the mikveh only because he was Toil the night before. However, a regular person who did not go to the mikveh the night before does have to go to the mikveh before entering the Azara. Fakim Rabbi another Bryce that says that Rabbi Yehuda requires all people, including a Matsari, to go to the mikveh before entering the Azara. Rabbi says this Bryce is discussing where he had not gone the night before. Fakim Rabbi Matsari didn't go to the mikveh the night before, then he doesn't yet have Harav Shemesh, and therefore he can't enter the Azara. Mar says both Brises discussing where he went to the mikveh the night before. The earlier Brises discusses where he was not Mesiach Das, and therefore he doesn't have to be Tovel again. And the later Brises discusses where he was Mesiach Das, and therefore he has to be Tovel again. Frek, the Gemara, if he was Mesiach Das, he should need to be concerned for the possible Tumas Meis, and should be required to undergo the process of being of the Hazoas Meichatos. Mar said, we say that in both Brises, we have to say that in both Brises, he was not Mesiach Das. In the earlier Brisa, he was Tovel with intent to enter the Azara, and therefore doesn't have to be Tovel again. Whereas in the second Brisa, he was not Tovel with that intent. That's why he has to be Tovel before he walks into the Azara. Another Teres, the Gemara, changed the wording of the last Brisa, said that Yehuda requires all people other than a Metzaira to go to the mikveh before entering the Azara. The third Teres, Ravina said, in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda was saying through Rabbanan, I hold that a Metzaira doesn't have to be Tovel that morning, but according to you, that a Metzaira has to be Tovel, you must hold that all other people have to go to the mikveh before going to the Azara as well. The Rabbanan, however, say, a Metzaira is immersed in Tumah, and therefore has to be Toivel that morning. Regular people who are Tar don't have to go to the mikveh before entering the Azara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the tefillah is only the Rabbanan as a reminder, is chatzitza a problem for this tefillah or not? He answered, the Rabbanan is to the halacha is ken deraisa, and therefore Avadi would not be allowed to have a chatzitza for this tefillah. Abaye asked, if one will only be partially entering the Azara, would a tefillah still be required? Rabbi Yehuda said, a mitzvah only partially enters the Azara, and yet the Braisa requires that he go to the mikvah. And the answer obviously is yes. What if someone has a very long knife so they can stand outside the Azara and shech the carbon inside the Azara because it's such a long knife, such a long blade? So does he have to be toivel before shechting? According to Ben Zayma, maybe a tefillah is only required when entering the Azara. Or maybe a tefillah is required here as well because maybe he'll accidentally enter the Azara when doing the shechita. According to Rabbanan who say that no tefillah is required to enter the Azara, maybe over here they would agree that a tefillah is needed because he is doing an actual avodah. So maybe he does have to do a tefillah. Teiku bleibt a shaila.